Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just go to CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team. Time to get into EB's entertainment page.
All right, buddy. Of course, the entertainment page is driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, tell her that EB sent you. They'll take care of you, set you up with a sales assistant. Of course, you want to check out before you get there. Their website, all you got to do is go to BMWFairfax.com. They're the best. Trust me. All right. Did you guys follow this Karen Reed trial at all? Jason,
yeah, you're into like celebrity trials.
I didn't really follow it. I vaguely remember it. I guess she was accused of getting in a fight with her boyfriend at the time. She was like a professor, and I guess accused of getting into it with her boyfriend at the time, and then hitting him.
The boyfriend
was a Boston police officer,
correct?
And she was accused of, I guess, hitting him with the car and then leaving the scene of an accident.
Correct.
I think they had an original trial where there was a mistrial or something, so they did a second trial, and I guess like 2 days ago or so, or yesterday, she was found not guilty.
Yes.
The prosecution said that she intentionally struck O'Keefe with her SUV and then left him to die in the snow after a fight. I don't know. It sounds pretty damning. I don't know how they got her off. She was convicted of driving under the influence of alcohol.
Yes.
That was for sure. But she was, I guess, acquitted of second-degree murder and manslaughter of her boyfriend. And I don't know, I guess a lot of people were kind of in uproar over the whole deal.
Yeah, I didn't follow it as much as I should have because it was a pretty big story. But I think that her defense was claiming that a lot of the injuries on O'Keefe couldn't have happened by getting hit by the car. That there was a fight inside of that party, the house. And he had a bunch of injuries on his arm because they said that a dog attacked him.
Okay.
But apparently they were saying that he got into a fight inside the house.
With her?
No, with someone else in the house.
Oh, with a dude at a party?
Yes, there was a party.
Like an Adrian Peterson fight, a poker fight.
Correct. But it was a huge story.
Massive. Did she acknowledge that she hit him, or did she act like she didn't even know she hit him with the car? Or did she claim she just bumped him? It wasn't a big deal.
I thought she did an interview on 2020 or CBS News, and she claimed that she could have bumped into him, but I didn't see the full interview.
Right. Right. All right. So anyway, so people were kind of an uproar over that. Valdez, I know that Drab is a Food Network person. Are you a Food Network person, Valdez?
Yeah, I'll turn it on every now and then.
So did you know Ann Burrell?
I did.
I definitely knew who that was.
Food Network star that died at 55.
Short blonde hair, spiky hair.
She was the host of Food Network's Worst Cooks in America.
I think she got the gig because she won some contest.
Right. She died Tuesday on her in her home. I think she had a husband. She had a daughter. And did they find, like, pills or something? Did they say? When I looked up cause of death, I think they said cardiac arrest.
Yes.
But I think there might have been, like, a ton of pills in there. It might have been a poop show.
There were pills.
Yeah.
Near the body.
So do they say, like, she was going through some stuff? Like,
I don't know.
What the heck was going on?
I don't know what was going on. But it was a shocking death.
But she is like someone that looks familiar.
She was very popular.
Did she have a famous recipe?
Probably.
Like her meatloaf?
By the way, yeah. Do any of these Food Network stars have like a go-to recipe?
An iconic recipe card?
Like an iconic?
I don't know.
Thing that they're so famous for? I guess I bet somebody's famous for like their hamburgers or something, right?
Could be. I don't know.
I think it's Gordon Ramsay and his beef Wellington. That seems to go hand in hand.
That's a big one. Yeah. I don't even think I know what beef Wellington is. Was that just a type of cut?
No, it's stuffed
with something.
It's meat that's encased by like bread.
That sounds right. I'm gonna
really?
Double
check. Yes. All right, I believe you. If you say so, I believe you.
I think any Wellington is a meat that's encased.
It's like a pastry over the top of the steak.
Yes.
It sounds.
That's what it looks like.
You can do like a salmon Wellington, beef Wellington.
By the way, I saw for Father's Day, it looked like you made a nice meal for your pops.
I did. Did you
go all out? Did I notice? Was there crab on there and
crab.
Steak?
I mean, yeah, crab cake. That's why I'm so shocked I lost the steak off.
Well, because it was I about had a crab. Steak. It wasn't still about adding crab.
That's how we eat our steaks.
Yeah.
With a crab cake.
It's always surf and turf over there, EB.
So what did you have? Could you explain?
What?
Did you have like prime rib or something? What did
you
have?
I had a T-bone.
T-bone
with
for him?
With a crab cake and a twice-baked potato.
Oh, a twice-baked potato
sounds
amazing.
Now, what is a twice-baked potato?
That's when you take the potato,
right?
You bake it.
Yeah.
You take it and whip it up, put a bunch of cheese on it, put it back on the potato and bake it again.
You put cheese on top of the potato?
Yes. Like you mix the potato with the cheese, mix it all together, put it back into the.
Now that is proper use of cheese on a potato. I will say it's baked in.
Sounds delicious.
Sounds great.
Did your dad love it?
My dad was in heaven.
He was in heaven.
I would love to eat that right now.
I took him for 18 holes at Hidden Creek. Then he came back and we were grilling.
Right.
That's
did you drag your mom along too?
No, she was excited to have him out of the house.
Oh, so it was the boys. It was
yeah.
Boys
my
day
brother
out.
Came and played as well.
Right. Did you hook him to
your
the same meal?
Michael Myers.
No, he left because his daughters were wanted to spend Father's Day with him.
Oh, okay.
So
that
he left
sense.
Right after golf.
That's good. You didn't have to buy more crab. For
yeah,
him.
That's true.
Right.
And then
are you tight with your nieces? Uncle Matt.
Well, yeah.
Uncle Matt. How old are your nieces?
Three and one, six.
So they're still little. So it's not like you're doing a lot with them yet.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you care to share your top secret crab cake recipe with the public?
Never.
Do you have a secret ingredient that goes in that nobody else would use?
No.
You wouldn't put yours up with like Jerry's or anything, would you? Like your crab cakes?
My crab cakes are amazing.
Would you put them up with the crab bombs? Like, do you think they would hold up?
Yeah. Definitely.
He has confidence in his crab cake.
Yeah. You can be the steak king. I'm the crab king.
Yeah.
I don't think I wouldn't feel comfortable challenging you.
I wouldn't know the first thing about making a crab cake.
But I wouldn't challenge more. I wouldn't challenge an idiot.
Though I do know to use all back fin lump crab meat.
If you can afford it, yeah.
That's what you should be doing,
yes,
right?
Yes, that's right. You should be using the premium.
It is summertime. It's not like bit season. I mean, Can you delight us with some crab, like one of your special recipes?
Make you a crab cake?
Yeah. Yeah, for the boys.
You buy the meat.
We
buy the meat, I'll do it.
We got to buy
the
ingredients.
Have CK, the station.
Yeah, use the petty cash fund. Petty cash fund. I'm guessing the petty cash fund's pretty long.
Yeah, you think you're a brokey.
I mean, I'm brokey. Yeah.
Hey, you know, and then after the whole meal, I was sitting down with Dad, and we were smoking cigars afterwards.
Oh, you were?
I think I'm out on cigars.
Oh, you
said this
on
bit
season. You didn't like it?
It's just the next day, your mouth tastes like an ashtray.
It's you can't get rid of it.
24 hours.
It took 24 hours to get rid of it?
Yes. I brushed my teeth like 5 times afterwards because I hate how it feels.
But did you like it in the moment?
Not really. It's kind of laborious.
Oh, really?
Yes. I enjoyed the smell and everything, but just sitting down there sucking on that thing for an hour.
Yeah.
Hey. I'm not advocating for cigarettes, but Mike Marr probably has some in his golf bag. By the way, I was shook by one of those anti-smoking commercials after I had the cig on the golf course during the Purple Heart Open. It was a woman who was filmed while she was still alive, and she's got a voice box. She's like,
"This is what happens when you smoke cigarettes."
Yeah. I know that commercial.
And then they cut to like she died like 3 months after this is filmed.
Right.
And I was like, "Whoa!" I was like, "Now I've had one smoke in the last 10 years.
She probably smoked 50 packs a day.
I think I'm good, but those commercials are effective.
Mm-hmm. At the end of the commercial, she's just like, "Now watch this drive." And watch me nuke this ball down the fairway.
She didn't say that. You know why? Because she's in a pine box. So she couldn't say that.
So you're out on cigars. Okay.
I mean, I could see like a little regret afterwards.
Do you know I've never ever had a cigar? Ever.
You've never had a cigar? Have you ever smoked a cigarette?
No.
Not once in your life?
Nope.
I'm surprised you don't like cigars.
Hmm.
Never got into
I mean,
it.
I like.
I'm not an aficionado by any means, but I do love them when I'm smoking them.
I like the bonding.
Mm-hmm.
And like the cigars with the boys.
Yeah,
I like
the
concept.
Camaraderie.
You like the idea of it more than
actually doing it.
Yeah.
Hmm. You like the concept. The actual execution and doing it, you're not the biggest fan.
I got to say, I love cigars. I try not to do it too much because I think it can't be good for you.
I do not love them.
But I definitely like
not a cigar fan. If I stick something cancerous in my mouth, it's going to be a cigarette.
Right.
Yeah, right.
I'm not a cig guy.
I just never had the urge.
The smell doesn't get you? When I smell guys smoking cigars, I want one.
They do smell pretty good, but it doesn't make me want to smoke.
Oh, yeah, I love the smell.
The smell is amazing, but you don't like it on your breath, like afterwards.
Right.
A little regret after. Hey, okay, I get that.
Mike
Some
Mark,
people have that with drinking, though.
Quick side note. At Warped Tour, I looked down in the urinal, and I saw two Zins when I was going to the bathroom, and I said, that's exactly where those belong, in a urinal. Instead of in your mouth.
Well, what do they look like? How did you recognize Zins?
Zins are just tiny little packets. Oh. Little packets.
Gotcha.
That's because he had an awful experience. He has PTSD.
I have a weak constitution.
You were in such bad shape that morning.
Yeah.
People still bring that up to me.
Yeah. How many did you do? Zins.
Just one, but it was a 6 milligram. I took the heavy dose. And I laughed at it. I was like, what is this little 6 milligram dose going to do?
How long did it take for it to kick in? About 10 minutes?
About like, 8 or 10 minutes.
When did regret kick in?
Lightheaded.
About 8 to 10 minutes.
8 to 10 minutes regret. I was deeply regretful.
Well, I'm telling you, that's the way I felt when I took the gummies out in Pebble Beach.
Yeah.
And I was looking forward to this meal at there's a restaurant there right at the lodge in Pebble Beach, and I was looking forward to it. And I couldn't even talk.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're paralyzed.
I was paralyzed. And my buddy told me I took 25 grams.
Is that a ton?
Over the course of the day because I would take one, like a 5 mil.
It's a freaking gummy. Like it doesn't.
I would take a 5 milligram, but it didn't affect me.
It tasted like a gummy bear.
Right. No, it was chocolate. It was chocolate. But I would take it, but it didn't affect me until another hour. So when I wasn't feeling it, I said, that was nothing. Give me a 10. And I took a 10. So I had 15 milligrams, the first hour.
Yeah. Right? And that hadn't even really hit you yet.
I finally took another 10. I had 25 milligrams of gummies, and I literally could not speak. I couldn't speak. I couldn't order from the menu.
You're Gwen Stefani.
And I had to go back to the... Right. I was definitely Gwen Stefani. I'll never do that again.
They say that's a rookie move.
Such a rookie move.
It takes a while for them to kick in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like if you have one brownie, but then you have like five, and then you're pummeled.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
I've never done a gummy yet, but if I do, I'm going to remember that.
Just do a 5 mil and don't do any other.
Wait like 2 hours.
Don't do another. Just do 1.5 and that's it.
That's it. That's all I need.
What were your boys like? Hey, what's wrong with you at dinner?
No, they knew. They were laughing.
They
were laughing at me because they knew.
Were they all vets though? Were they like pounding like 25 themselves?
Yeah, my one buddy could do them all day and eat them like M&Ms.
He could do 100. Yeah,
but they were laughing at me because they knew exactly what I was doing.
And you're way bigger than them, probably, right?
Yeah, but they. It just went right to my head, and I just could not speak.
Hey, that's a bad friend.
They let you do
that?
Yeah. Your friend needs to pump the brakes a little.
Yeah, they should have.
Your friend should be like, hey, this hasn't kicked in yet. It's going to take a little while.
I was demanding.
You were being cocky.
I was demanding.
Yeah.
Like, I remember he goes, are you sure? All right, here you go.
Right.
I said, just give him to me.
Ship
your
it.
You didn't think it was going to affect your big lurch body.
And it did. My big lurch head was
pummeled.
But
did you? All right, so you crashed, but you didn't feel bad, right? Everybody, all the weed guys say you don't get like hangover or anything.
Like, no, it wasn't a hangover. It just
knocked you out.
I slept fine, and I felt fine the next morning.
Right.
It was just at that time.
You just
feel off.
You just turned into a mumbler.
You just feel weird and off and not right. And
right.
I went back in, laid in the bed, and watched the Redskins / Commanders / WFT lose to the Giants.
Was that the DeVito game?
Right. No, I think it was a couple years before that.
Yeah. Prior.
Right.
All right, you barely touched the surface of the EP.
I got more.
When we come back, we'll do more EP, and we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul when they come to Jiffy Lube Live later this summer. So keep listening for your chance to win.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.